how to bring back the family meal. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. Well, busy parents can certainly all agree that making a family meal happen is easier said than done, but Extension Nutrition expert Sandy Proctor says, surprisingly, the first step is indeed doing just that, saying that you're going to do it.
Family meals tend to happen, you know, if we plan for them, if we work toward them. And it's going to happen a lot easier if there's been some planning into, okay, what that meal is going to be.
But of course, you need more than just the best laid plans, which is why Proctor has a few tips for making meals on the fly. The first of which is, if you don't have a slow cooker, get one and use it.
It may take a little time ahead, but oftentimes we'll have more time at the end of the night. Get all the ingredients ready, refrigerate them, just mix them together as the recipe calls for, and turn on the slow cooker, and dinner is ready when we walk in the door. So it takes a little planning ahead.
Also, in the planning of things, Proctor says, instead of thinking one meal at a time, think several meals at a time.
So when we're cooking, maybe on the weekend, maybe we cook two or three meals ahead. Or when we do fix something, we freeze half of it. We make more than we need for one meal, freeze half of it, knowing that that's going to be a meal later on, and we can work that in with just very little time and little effort.
And when there is simply absolutely no time to prepare that meal, Proctor says takeout or going out to eat is better than nothing, as at least the family will be together. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.